The Gemara here in Moikatan Yud Alef Amud Aleph says the name of Rav, that Adza the fisherman told him that you should drink after its father. You should drink the fish after its father. So what does that mean, drink the fish after its father? So Rashi explains you should have water after fish. It's good, it's healthy, whatever it is, you should have water after having some fish. You have some sushi, then a glass of water, and that's the best way to have your fish. However, if you look at Tosis over here, Tosis writes in Dibra Maskel Kavra that in their time, in the days of the Balia Tosos, it was considered dangerous to drink water after eating fish. It was a sakana to have water after consuming fish, which the Gemara seems to say was beneficial. So was water good after fish, or was water bad after fish? So Tosis says that perhaps Nishtana Hatzvayim, nature has changed, just like many of the cures, says Tosus, and the Gemara, are not applicable anymore. The famous Gemaras in Gittin that go through long descriptions of refuas that we don't practice anymore, but in the days of the Gemara they were done. And therefore Tosus says, Nishtana Hatzvayim, back then water after fish was good, but nowadays water after fish is not healthy. The idea that it is harmful to drink water after eating fish is not just a sheet of Tosus. It is cited again here in the end of Moikatan, in the Piskei Tosus and Os Lamed Zayin. It is cited by the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam and Hilchos Deos in Perek Dal Halach Yud Ches. The Hagos Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kufta Zayin cites our Tosus lahalacha, that one should not have water after fish because it is a sakana. The Kafachaim says this. Ruchaim Palaji in the Yafel Levin Chelag Gimel in Yordea Kufta Zayin. The Lakute Mariach, the Aruch HaShulchan, writes in Kufta Zayin Sif Yud as well, no water after fish. The Pischei Olam, the Mishmer Shalom and Simen Kuf Ches, the Darkei Tshuv in Kufta Zayin Sif Katzin Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Chai, and the Tshuvas Vidarash V'Chakartan Chayla Gimel, Simen Zayin all bring Halacha L'maisa Bizman Hazeh, one may not have water after consuming fish. That's the Halacha. And Rav Menashe Klein writes in the Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Yud Aleph and Simen Reish Yud Aleph to be machmer because of sakana, even if the doctors nowadays say that there's nothing wrong with water after fish, says Rav Menashe Klein, but it's an issue of sakana, so you have to be machmer even if the doctors say not to say it's okay. And Rav Vosner is quoted in the Kovetz Mibeis Levi Chelek Gimel that even those who have a minug to drink between the fish and meat on Shabbos should drink something that's not water. We'll discuss the meaning of drinking schnapps in a moment, but it should be something that's not water. Halacha l'maisa. And for those who are machmir, we'll go with the machmirim for a moment. So what is considered water? It says you shouldn't have water after fish. So what has a shame mayim, according to the Shita and Tosos? So the Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Asriya Ish in Yerodea Perek Zion, that it's only an issue with water, tea, or other things made from water. But other things like that, that are not made from water, are okay. And this is the sheet again of Rav Vosner in the Kovetz Mibeis Levi. Rav Nissen Karelts writes in the Chut Shani, in the end of Hilchos Shabbos Chelek Dalet, he has a random contrasim in different halachos, so he writes over there, that those who are machmer, juice is allowed, but soda, tea, and coffee are a problem after fish. And the third sheet is the Shayar Mitzuyonim Bahalach and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed Gimel. He says that schnapps is not a problem, and he suggests that this is the reason why people drink schnapps after fish. So it shouldn't be water. They came up with water, came up with schnapps, so it shouldn't be water, something else like that. Just regarding the shita of schnapps after fish, so they tell there's a story they tell, yeah, I guess in Yiddish folklore, what is the meaning to have schnapps after fish? So the story is that when Yonah was swallowed by the whale, so he davened to a Kaddish Baruch Hu to get him out of the fish. So when he davened and he got out of the fish, so all of the fish now know the secret of how to get out. You have to daven to Hashem. So what do? We eat the fish, and we're afraid the fish is going to come out. So we drink some schnapps, because it's usher to daven if you're drunk. So we drink some schnapps. Now the fish are drunk. They can't daven, and they can't come out. And that's the yesod of drinking schnapps after fish. For a more hashkafic answer, so there's a Sefer Magadim Chadashim on a bunch of Basechta. So here in Moikatan Dafin Aleph, so he discusses the history of schnapps in general. He actually tells the fascinating story, quoting the Sefer Sifsei Kodesh and Daf Tes Vav. So the Sifsei Kodesh writes as follows. He says, V'agav Azkir Od Mashasipur Li Achasid. I heard from a Chasid who heard from Rav Yosef that Rav Yosef Baruch told the Baal Teferes Shlomo the Radamsker Shemakubal b'yado ki hamashka yayin sreifa hu refua, that we have a Kabbalah that schnapps is a refua, is a type of medicine. Ki hamashka zos lo haisim lefnim klal ba'olam. Schnapps is a new invention. V'lo nizkara b'shasa midrashim. We find no mention in Chazal of whiskey and schnapps. Milifnim. V'rak b'shas girush Spanya u Portugal. Schnapps was invented in the days of the expulsion from Spain and Portugal, kasher nigrushu ayehudim lemedinos elu, when the Sephardim came to the Ashkenazi countries, as shalu b'shamayim, they asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Beheichan hayam matzav makor parnasasim sham? Where are we going to make a parnasa from?" V'ramushia neschadish mashke chadash ba'olam hu hayayin sreifa. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Sephardim schnapps; they should make a parnasa. And the Goyim loved their schnapps, and the Jews would sell it to them. And that's how the Sephardim made money when they came into Galus from Spain to Ashkenaz. Because schnapps came from Minashamayim, therefore it must be good. And it must be healthy for you. Achlishos rachmat, but just a little bit. V'gam mizug mayim, and with a little bit of water, if possible. Adkan shemat benal. That's what I heard from the above chassid. So again, perhaps that's the eating of schnapps after fish. But let's continue in this regard as well. The Shevet HaLevi and the Kovetz Mi Beis Levi agrees, as is the Choshani and the Nitzag Ariel, of drinking schnapps after fish as well. The Munkacha Rebbe in the Darkei Chaim Mishalom Os Shin Sarivav says that Dagim and Yayin Srefa creates a tziruf of the name Shakai Shindal Yud. You have the Dal of the Dag and the Yud and the Shin. As a thing, I'll be Kabbalah. Why schnapps should be with fish as well. And therefore, the schnapps should be consumed right after the fish without a break. No hefsek. The fish right into schnapps to create the tziruf, the name of Hashem, by bringing the two together. Okay, back to the halacha. So what about Bizman HaZeh? For many people, I think most people probably are not concerned with having water after fish. So Rav Nissen Karelitz writes, just before that, Rav Nissen Karelitz writes in the Choshani that it's not clear what the time frame is when one can have consume water after eating fish. The Darash V'Chakarta Chelek Gimel says that the minug of the Machmirim is that only the first sip shouldn't be water. Once the first sip is something else, and it's fine, you can have water afterwards, according to the Darash V'Chakarta. Comes Rav Sariya Deblitsky and Rav Israel Orbach, quoted in the Ola Yaakov and Machal Yaakum, and they said, nowadays we're not concerned for the sheet of Tosas and Rabbi Kivager to not drink water after fish. And Rav Nissen Karelitz writes in the Chutshani and Shabbos Chelek Dalid, very clearly, the aspects of sakana depend on how medicine is understood in that time. Just quote, he has a very clear and logical understanding of how to proceed with this idea. Ubizmanenu shaharofim lo sovrim delishos mayim achar dagim sakana. Nowadays, no doctor will tell you there's a problem to drink water after fish. Ein lachush lishtos mayim achar dagim. There's no problem to drink water after fish. Shere ledivrei hatosus sheyesh lachush lesakana hu rak machmas sharofim shos manam. The doctors in the days of the Baal HaTosas felt it was a problem. Shu sakana v'alkein hutzruchu letaret sivrei gemara. Therefore, they had to come on to an explanation with the gemara how we deal with the gemara who said you should have water after fish. V'tirtu al zeh d'shem nishana b'zman hazeh. Therefore, they said nishana hatvayim. O shem neharos b'vavel. Bavel, maybe the waters of Bavel were different. Aval rofez manenu. But doctors nowadays shelo sovrim inyan zeh l'sakana im kein lo nishtanu harofu b'zman hagemara. The Gemara stands as it is. Water after fish is a good thing. There's no sakana. We don't have to say that the refuah of the days of Shas changed. It's the same thing. What it was in Shas, it is nowadays as well. There are some people who are machmer, says Rav Nissen Karelitz, but that is not the minhag, that is not the practice of most people. The Divrei Malkiel and Chelek Basim and Gimel suggests that the species of the fish that is a concern is Enu Matsoi Bebidina Seinu. That fish that they were talking about we don't have nowadays. Therefore, there's no issue when it comes to drinking water after fish nowadays. It should be noted, however, that this Gemara, according to many Mefarshim, the discussion of the fishermen and the fish, what is good, you should have with the fish, and the brine and all those things, many, many Mefarshim, the Orach Meisharim, the Ben Ishchai, think that the pshat of the Gemara is that it's all drush. It's not talking about any refuah. The whole discussion about the fish is all drush and remes, talking about deeper aspects of Torah and Yerushimayim, things like that, and it shouldn't be taken literally anyway, and therefore there's no issue regarding the fish and water at the end of the day. Okay?